Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Shedarel. Hello. Today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about a painful subject, immigration from Israel, Jews immigrating from Israel, and we'd like to understand, is there something to do about this? Why does it happen? Yael, please. Yeah, it's a growing trend, especially among the younger generation. On one of our previous shows, you explained that there is a concept called the land of Israel, which is both a spiritual and a corporeal concept, also the people of Israel, which is a spiritual concept. And until we experience, live by the spiritual concept, there will be neither immigration to or from, but there will be no connection to the land. Right. And this is something that maybe the previous generations felt much more. And I want to go back to the younger generation that's living in the reality that you've described, where the spiritual land of Israel doesn't exist, the spiritual people of Israel don't exist, and they feel it. I'll read a passage written by a young fellow that immigrated from Israel. He says, I don't know how to explain this, but in Israel there's this feeling of, I don't know if there's no future, but there's this tremendous pressure. And it doesn't matter what the reason is, whether it's the missiles, the atmosphere in general, the minus in the bank. I simply felt one day that I want something else. They feel that they don't belong. They feel that things aren't meeting their expectations. Things aren't going the way they wanted them to. And they leave. It's something that pains them, but they leave. They leave the warmth, their environment that they're familiar with, the society they're familiar with, but they're willing to leave everything. So let's try and enter the mind and heart of that young person who is in a real dilemma, who's thinking, what should he do? And I'm asking, what do they actually want, those young people? What are the reasons for the frustration that they feel? I'd say that, all in all, a person is the desire to receive pleasure, a desire to receive pleasure. The question is, does he know what does his inner desire want, demand? We're built in such a way that we have to enjoy life, to at least enjoy something. And this something consists of many things. But all in all, it entirely, this desire entirely depends on the environment. I can enjoy a thousand different things, but the environment has to support this desire, more or less. Our problem is that we are in an environment that can't give me any support. No support. It's a very crude environment. An environment that's not connected to my soul. I can't clothe in it, and it can't clothe in me. We don't find such values in the environment that I feel good to be connected with. And what follows is that I'm all the time in collision, in resistance with the environment, in a constant struggle. I have to all the time be, I have to prepare myself for resistance. We've built here a kind of very distorted environment, very unfriendly toward the population, toward the citizens, the people that live here. And it's all because we weren't supposed to build it the way the nations of the world did. They built it, and for them it works. We built it the same way, and for us, it doesn't work. With all of our power, our mind, our heart, our experience, with all our success in other countries in being active, beneficial parts, here we can't do it for ourselves. Why? Because when we are amongst us, things work according to different rules than it is among the nations of the world. And when we are among the nations of the world, we can act there, and it turns out to the benefit of the nations of the world. Then we can show them how smart and active we are and really beneficial. And when we're here among us, this is something that we can do. We have to connect and build a country and social systems and so on differently in a way that suits only the people of Israel. And among the people of Israel exist different rules than among the nations of the world. Among the nations of the world, these are egoistic rules. And then we, the Jews, that are even more egoistic than the nations of the world because we fell from brotherly love to unfounded hatred, from altruism to egoism. We fell. The nations of the world didn't. So we understand these two ends. And even if we don't understand this, it exists in us, in our root. And therefore we can enter any society of the nations of the world and to be like a fish in the water there. When we want to build something between us, we can't, because between us we can exist only by the laws, according to the laws of the people of Israel that Abraham, our patriarch, taught us back in ancient Babylon, because the foundation of our nation is brotherly love above any other kinds of calculations. And when we don't act this way, we lose big time. And this is what's going on today in the land of Israel, in the state of Israel, of the 21st century. It continues the 20th century, where we're simply continuing to lose and to lose big time until we build the people of Israel in the land of Israel according to how it's supposed to be by nature. This is how it is by nature. If you keep it, you live. If you don't, it's all going to be destroyed and you die. And so what I see today in the state of Israel, among the people of Israel, is one big destruction. And it's something that we have to fix and build it properly. If we succeed, and there is hope, then everything will be solved. We'll be strong. Everyone will want to be our friends. Everyone will want to be in touch with us. We'll be at the top. Because by this, we'll also show the nations of the world an example of how they should build themselves, because they're all in crisis and they need an example of how to come out of it, only they don't know how. And we, when we will build ourselves, will be that precise example of the way they'll have to be. So by that, to be light onto the nations. If we'll be able to do it. But it's only by the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the masses. Otherwise, it's impossible. Like Bala Sulam writes in the introduction to the book of Zohar. Therefore, there is hope, but it's only a hope. In the meantime, we haven't realized any of it. And therefore, this organization called Bnei Baruch that took it upon themselves to somehow take these definitions, concepts, rules, conducts of behavior to at least learn from them the way the people of Israel should be in the land of Israel. They're the ones that have to show an example and do the dissemination to those people that live here within the borders of the land of Israel, how they should be, what do they have to change in order to really be the people of Israel in the land of Israel. In the meantime, we're neither the people of Israel nor in the land of Israel. It's just the ingathering of the exiles. You said that we live in a very crude society, very unsupportive. So it says, Israel who ascend above the nations of the world, and when they descend lower than the nations of the world. Yeah, that's how it is. I want to ask about that fellow that wants to immigrate from Israel. What is he asking for? What does he want? If he'll move there, you're saying, he'll be well off. He'll feel fine because there are different rules than here. And he'll get along fine with the rules there. But in the rules that exist here, he won't get along fine at all. Right. From all aspects, besides spiritual revival, in all other aspects, he could be much better off in almost any other place in the world, without any pressure, without any complaints, without any anything. Like it is common in the world in general nowadays. People all around the globe are moving from country to country until they find something for themselves. And especially Israelis that have the brains, the emotions, the power, the sophistication to get along everywhere, they get along fine. They don't feel that they're losing anything. They build themselves all kinds of systems to complete their little Israel abroad in some Georgia or some other place in the United States. And this is how they live their life. They don't need anything. I met them in such remote places, from Alaska through Texas, and they get along fine. So regarding what you're saying, recently in Israel there were protests. I'll tell you furthermore, when a few of us from here went to Los Angeles, and a friend of ours, he had to give a speech, so he went to buy a suit in some store. I don't remember the brand, but it was something special. For $70, he bought an entire suit. Whereas here, you can't buy the same for $700. It was, you know, a well-known brand. Meaning, we who live here in Israel and compare ourselves with what's going on abroad in terms of taxes and buying power and vitality and security and the general feeling in society, we have nothing by what to supplement ourselves. I have no justification to stay here. For what? Who needs me? You understand? Even to look at it from this perspective, who needs me? And especially if I have little children. For example, suppose I have little children, then I don't know, what will I give my little children? What kind of a future? Security. Certainly there's none here. Things are becoming worse from day to day. To get along? No, everyone hates you. You're in an inner struggle under such pressure. What for? And from day to day, more and more people see that there's no future here and they leave. So what you're saying, that they probably really feel this, and especially that we hear about the corruption that's going on in the government, and there are no ideals. It's already, there's no support on part of society to sustain itself. So really, he says, he has complaints against the government. All day long, you're talking about Iran, Hamas. It's not that I disregard these things. These are dangerous things. But what's more dangerous is the complete disregard, neglection of society, of the social life here. This is what pains him the most. And regarding what you just described, regarding that person who feels what you said, that maybe no one even needs me here. And also many people who study in the university here and they want to develop their career in terms of research or something, you don't have the same conditions here as you do abroad. And it feels like we lack some sense of collective responsibility. And the desire to develop myself, realize myself, to create a good life for myself, this desire is much stronger than some sense of belonging to a nation. Even collective responsibility. There's a Jewish state here that was established because of the Holocaust. Okay, so now we see that this country that was established in order to be a haven for Jews is not a haven. It isn't. It's a dangerous place for Jews. A haven, you can build one in Canada, in Australia, suppose not in the United States. And some calm, tranquil countries that are somewhere on the other side of the planet. How did we reach this feeling of complete disregard toward each other, lack of responsibility? I answered this on our previous talk. Because we're not keeping the law of the people of Israel in the land of Israel. We relate to the people of Israel and the land of Israel like to any other country, like to any other nation. And we're not that way. This isn't who we are, and unless we take the correct definition of who the people of Israel are in the land of Israel, we won't be able to build this correctly and we'll never succeed. We'll only be able to be among the nations in exile, but that's it, no more. And until when? Until the hatred will come once again, so much so that it will throw us back here. And maybe then, next time, we'll understand that we have to build it according to the laws of the people of Israel and the state of Israel. So naturally, you're saying, a person's looking for a convenient place to live his life, he lives abroad, if there are no other ideals, of course. So this is something we can all understand. Still, that person who leaves, it's not simple to leave. Not only because it's habit, it's different things. I think that there's something beyond this. Even after people leave, in those new countries, the countries they left for, they still miss what's going on here in Israel. They even say that if I could do here what I'm doing there, I'd prefer to do it here and not there. Even though that maybe the weather isn't always that great here and so on, and I have a better laboratory there and people are more polite in this new country, things are better. But still, I have this inner yearning that I think that we don't really understand the power of it. Even when you're there, you have this inner yearning. There's something that really draws you to this country. And a person is torn on the inside. This is because we still have reshimot, this inner feeling of the previous exile. But I see that it's passing. It's passing, and the young people don't think that way. And this entire Zionistic education is in bankruptcy, and we can see it. These are facts. There's nothing you can do about it. It's not that I'm glad about it. And today's fathers of Zionism, this is the examples that they give of corruption and such ideals that really, there's no example for the younger generation. And therefore, I have nothing to say to a person that I remember about 30 years ago that my friends decided to leave. They moved to Canada, to different other places. So somehow I argued with them. I'd say, think, what are you doing? Today, I don't have the power to tell them anything. I don't feel that I'm right because 30 years went by. And how did this country become better for Jews? It didn't. Back then, I had a hope, and that's why I argued. Today, I don't. Today, I have nothing to say. It's truly very sad, and what's going on is pretty clear. And I'd like to ask about the alternative. What I understood up till now is you said that in Israel, it's impossible to build a country like any other country in the world. In our years of exile, we could succeed wherever we are because there are different rules working there. There are different rules working here in Israel. And therefore, a person living in Israel today, before we've built an Israeli real society the way the Israeli society is supposed to be, he feels that the society here can't give him any kind of support, that the society here is unrelated to his soul, and that no one needs him. This is the summary of the bad things. Now, let's start depicting and describing the alternative, the good picture. What kind of society has to be built here in Israel so that any person will feel a tremendous force that's pulling him to stay here? He'll feel needed, supported. He'll feel that the environment here is connected to his soul. The same way it was built by Moses in the Exodus from Egypt. Meaning what? Connection, to be as one man and one heart. All of Israel are friends. Don't do to others what you hate. Love another as thyself. To be united, connected in a way that's called arvut, literally meaning mutual guarantee. This is what we need. Gradually, such a society reaches the concept of being one, as one man and one heart, until it's ready to live by this quality of being one in a place where there is one upper force of love. And then they're suited to live in Eretz Yisrael, meaning both the land of Israel and also the desire that's aimed straight at the Creator. And then they can live within the borders of the entire land of Israel. Okay, now I want to ask, is there corruption in such a society? Of course not, because everyone feels the other as more important than himself. Love another as thyself means to love the other more than I love myself. And of course, it's not something that happens from one moment to the next, but gradually, through special actions, we awaken a change in ourselves. So this is what we aspire for, a society with all of these ideals. This is the goal that we aspire for. Yeah. Okay, so we set this as our goal, and we embark on our journey, and this is what will stop people from leaving. Not will it only stop people from leaving, but it will pull those people that are related to the root of Israel back here. They won't be able to stay abroad because they'll feel that their place is here, because this is the place where exists this force called the people of Israel. What is this force? Unity. What will they feel? That here are people that connect together, join together to be as one. And by being as one, they feel the one upper force, the upper root. Their root is the upper force. It's not the same root that the nations of the world have, where their root is here on earth. Our root is an upper root. And then they feel that here in the land of Israel lives the people of Israel, that all of them, both the people of Israel and also the land of Israel, are under this one spiritual root called the Creator. And then this will pull them. They won't even be able to stay abroad. And this is how everyone will feel. And furthermore, the nations of the world will also feel that here there is a source of special life, because also they're suffering, each in their own place. And they'll also be drawn to us, and to the land of Israel, and to the people of Israel, and to the upper force. Is this a religious concept? It's unrelated to religion. Anyone can remain in their religion, as Bala Sulam writes in his book, The Last Generation. So what does it mean that they connect as one man to the upper force? As one man, it means that we're all connected, that we annul our ego, and that we're connected. And by that, we make place for the upper force to reveal himself among us. What is the upper force? The upper force is the general force of nature, the force of connection and love. And we actually created this situation. What situation? The corrupted situation we have today. So be specific. Not the state of love, but the opposite state of separation, where society is very crude and so on. We created this, the remnants that came from exile, by our own nature. This is how we created it. We did not begin to correct ourselves and the connection between us, but the way we were there, we continued it here. So once this feeling will awaken, it'll draw people here. But don't we want to create it on our own? I mean, were I drawn to this force, I generated myself.